Who taught you how to shuck clams?
Who learned it?
Some of the other workers that were there ahead of me.
Okay. And how long did it take you to catch on?
Oh, not long.
Not long?
No, just a few minutes.
Okay. When people ask you about your job now, what do you usually tell them?
That I have a job that I love. I only work part-time. Mm-hmm. And I can go in and make a decent amount and come on home for the rest of the day and get my work done if I choose.
Okay. What's so unique about shucking clams?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. What's your secret for being fast? I understand you're a fast shucker. What's your secret for the pace in which you have?
Well, the main thing is just concentrating on what you're doing and just doing it. Just giving it all that you have. It's a way to get it out of the shell. And if you keep your hand close to the bucket where you don't have to reach out so far, all of that will help you with your speed. But the key thing is just working and not getting too involved in conversation or staying away from the table a long time.
Okay. Have you only worked at Denton Seafood or have you worked at other oyster houses?
Yeah, I started at Larry's. That was the first clam house down there. Larry. Oh, I think his name was Orrin Larry.
Okay. What do you wear when you shuck clams? Is there a particular uniform or you just wear what you want to wear?
Yeah, we can wear what we want to wear, but we wear the apron and a hairnet.
When you shuck clams with your knife, is there a certain adjustment that you have to do? Sometimes people have to adjust their equipment. Do you have to adjust your knife or any part of your equipment?
No.
Okay. Are there mostly women or men that work at the clam house?
Well, it's more women that shuck clams.
Okay. Who's usually faster, the women or the men?
Women.
Women. How have it changed the environment since the Mexicans have came in, or is there a difference?
Well, the difference is they are very fast shuckers. They'll keep you on your toes, but there's no way that we can keep up with them. And one thing that I like about it, I think they saved our jobs because it was just dependent on a few of the African-Americans that they are there. He wouldn't have been able to fill his orders. So I have no problem with them being there. The only problem I have, I can't talk Spanish.
Okay. What's the age range of the workers?
Let's see, I would think the youngest would be about 20. And the oldest, I think it's 80-something. There's one woman there in her 80s.
Is that Mrs.
Sorrell?
Chase or oh,
Sorrell.
Okay, Sorrell.
Hannah.
Okay. Are there many young people there?
No.
Why do you think there's not a lot of... Ready, Denzel?
Yeah.
You ready?
Huh?
Okay.
She said, sit still.
Okay, who's the fastest shucker at the oyster house?
Oysters? On
oysters? At the orchard or clam.
Well, now that the Mexicans are there, the fastest girl went back home. She's going back to Mexico.
Why is that?
She went home back there in the winter, and she got married in February. So her husband sent for her to come back home and needed somebody there to cook and clean for him. And she made $25,000 last year shucking clams.
Mm-hmm.
I guess with clams and picking crabs together. But as now, some of the other girls are beginning to be just as fast as she was. But they are very fast. I don't know how they move their hands so fast.
Who taught them how to shuck?
Norman.
Okay. He taught one and they just taught the others?
No, he came around and... worked with each one of them.
What other types of jobs are there besides shucking oysters or clams? What is day hands or anything?
Mm-hmm. Now they're picking crabs. So okay. We're doing crabs, oysters, and clams.
Okay, not all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
All at the same time?
He takes about 6 girls and put them on clams every day. Different one they rotate. And but mostly now, because oyster season is really out, but since he can get the oysters from down south, he'll shuck probably to the end of May.
Okay. What places do he bring the oysters in from?
Louisiana. As far as I know of, Louisiana.
Okay. Does he have his own drivers or another company bring the oysters in?
It's another company. They come in on tractor trailer, I think, most of the time.
Okay. Do men and women usually do the same type of work there?
Yes. Yeah, we have, was all the women. No male, no men shuck or pick crabs. And we have a couple of the women that shuck oysters and crabs.
Are these just the Mexicans or?
No, no. Some of the old shuckers are still doing it.
Oh. So you guys do crabs in the same house as you do oysters and crabs?
No, he added on a room, new room for the crabs. It would have to be much more sanitary.
Oh, okay.
We've been picking the crabs. So we can't even go in there.
Oh, okay. What other jobs are there besides, manager positions? Is there another job that you personally would be interested in?
No, well, the only other job they would have would be in the skimmer room.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer shucking clams. I can make more money, I'm sure, shucking clams than I could working by the hour.
Okay. Do most of the folks that work there at Denton live in the area?
No, not really. I guess I live closer to it than any other than Velvet and Bunsey. Some live down Lusby. That's the further down Dow. That's the further they are away. That's the cause.
Okay. Is there any type of union or trade association?
No.
What's your hours now?
Well, presently, I go in at 5, and I work until 8, mm-hmm. and then come home and babysit.
Okay. Was 5 o'clock always your hour for going in? Or?
Yeah. He changed it about a month ago. We started going in at 7. But now that it's time for the business to pick up, we're starting again at 5.
Okay. I think I asked you this before, but what do you like most about your job?
Yeah, I told you before. I like it because basically we're our own boss. As long mm-hmm. as we go in, do our work, and sometimes most of the time we have no contact with the boss at all. We just go in and go to work and come on up.
Okay. Who usually open up, or he should come in to open up and just.
Yeah, Norman opens up. He bring the boys down to get us started. And then he go around and pick up all the girls. And after that, he's in the office all day on telephone most of the time.
Okay. How has clam shucking changed over the years? What changes have you seen?
Money. We're making more money now than we used to mm-hmm. for Pam.
Okay. Has there been any change in the last few years that makes your job a little easier? Any changes to the way you get your clams or
yes.
anything?
Yes. Since we've been doing it at Denton, they are allowed to dip the clams in hot water. And they dip them in hot water, and that'll loosen that skin up, because that's the hardest thing about a shucking clam, you have to get the skin off.
Mm-hmm.
And once they dip it in the hot water, then they dip it in ice water. Somehow that it's all right with the health department that they can do that.
Okay.
And that make it much easier to shuck, much faster.
Okay. Are the oysters and clams usually packed right there on site?
Yes.
Okay. how have the management procedures changed over the years? Did you work under Denton, or have you always worked under Norman Durrell?
Oh, Norman, because when Denton had it, they didn't have plans. Denton only shut the orchards since Norman did that. So he started out with orchards, and then he started with the plans, mm-hmm. and now he's doing grass.
Okay. Is there a difference in the pay scale?
Yes, I can't remember. I can't really remember how much we made a pound with Larry. It's been that long ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, as you get older, your mind starts to deteriorate.
Not yet, you got top of the old.
But now he promised us that he would start us $1 an hour, and we kept into it. And that's what we've been doing. We've been shucking for $1 an hour, which is not that bad. Of course, it's time. It's due for a raise now.
Oh, I'll suggest that when I meet him.
Good.
Have the quality and the availability of the oysters changed over time?
I couldn't tell you about the oysters.
Oh, clam. I keep forgetting you're a clam shucker, not an oyster.
It's a certain time of the year. Mm-hmm. The clam will go through the process of spawning. They turn red, but then they are fat then. But I'd say from September up until the last of November, they get very poor, just skin and water.
Is that spawning? That's spawning. What spawning is?
Well, that's, I don't know why they know that they're spawning. I guess I don't know what that is. I know they turn red. They get real bloody. Okay. Nasty looking when they're spawning.
Yeah, do any of your children shuck oysters or clams?
I think all my children have shucked clams. I think Debbie shucked clams. I don't know if Debbie shucked clams or not. But most of them have shucked clams, yeah.
Okay. What do they think about it? Are they still, any of them still shucking, or?
No. They like the money. But, they you get very tired. It's very tiresome, and I think everybody that shucks clam goes through back ache and the shoulders and all. But, of course, they prefer working somewhere else. But they did all right when they were working.
Okay. What do people generally think, what's their impression when you usually tell them that you're a clam chef or oyster chef?
Well, most people think, it's a thing about the oyster husband think that because it's damp and you're going to catch pneumonia or go into bad health and die. And a lot of them have a bad, bad way because it's damp down there, but we wear boots, we wear, plastic apron, you don't get wet. Mm-hmm. And so it's nothing to really put you in bad health.
Mm-hmm. Where do you usually get your equipment from and stuff? Your boots and your...
Well, we buy our boots. You get your boots at any department store. He sells the apron and the knives right there.
Okay. What's the usual fee and how often do you have to buy each item?
Well, an apron, it depends on how you take care of it. And my apron would last me, I know, 2 years. And of course, your knife, until you wear that, and that lasts a long time, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the difference in the oyster handle, oyster knife handle now? It used to be a wooden type handle.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a different type material. Why is there a difference?
Oyster?
Or clam. It's now a white type.
Okay, all right, the clam knife used to be a steel hammer. And somehow I think some people have started complaining about McMahon's sword, but I used that steel hammer until I wore the blade right down to nothing. And it never gave me a problem. And so I guess, I don't know, this plastic thing that they have now, I guess it's supposed to be better for your hand. Oh. It's bigger. So you can hold it, better.
Mm-hmm. How has working at the Orson Clam House benefit you and your family?
Well, for the past, it has just done what I need. It has given me the money that I need to make. I put it that way.
Okay.
And that's my support. I pay my bills and I can buy food.
Okay, who's the, even though you shuck clams, who's the fastest oyster shucker?
I think Wilson Vaughn, Jr. I think he is the fastest oyster shucker.
Okay. Not excluding, including New Mexico, who's the fastest clam shucker?
Well, I was one of the fastest, and Velvet Wallace.
Okay.
And Doris, I guess I better put Doris' name on there.
Doris,
yeah,
fast?
Doris can talk fast.
Doris talk talking long enough?
She talk about